Bring the beat down a little bit, then bring me in. Bring me in. Let's go.
Juno.
Alright, alright. You can turn me up a little bit more than the headphones. MTA. Yeah.
I got him like, he ain't leave college for this.
1-2.
Impact the scholars with this. My scholarship can never
exist. Welcome to an episode of Foreside. This is your boy Arden talking to you. Coming to you live from H-Town, man. It is Saturday, March 23rd, 2019. I hope all is well with you guys. First things first, make sure you follow us on all socials at Foreside Pod. We're on Instagram, we're on the Twitter. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, and watch us on YouTube. You guys wanted the full-length videos and the video reactions, we got that for you along with some new content coming out. So please check us out. Thank you once again for the constant support. But yeah, man, this is episode 78. I'm very excited about this one. When I was talking to the squad last week, just preparing them in advance for the fact that, hey, I was going away and that they couldn't stop me from leaving, I said either you guys can meet up without me and record, in which they actually did it before. In December when I was in Philly, I told them, hey, you guys can either record on your own or we could take the week off. Wills, Taylor, and AK, they was able to hold it down and record a new show without the boy, and it came out really good. And this time around, I was like, hey, we could either make it part two or I could record in Houston. They was like, hey, you could record in Houston. And I'm very excited about that because, for one, it's our first episode ever recorded outside of the state of New York. And number two, which I will elaborate on later, it is a very special connection to family. So once again, follow us on all socials at Foreside Pod. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. And I also have a very big shout out to give to the good people at Genius. I'm probably going to butcher your name, so I'll give it to you twice. Nat Guevara or Nat Guevara. Either way, thank you for extending the invite to Wills and I to the special Genius Tea Paint event earlier this week in Brooklyn. It was very lit. Salute to everybody who we met that night. And of course, it was always great being able to be in the presence and hear from a legend in T-Pain, who's made a lot of classic records for us, who's enjoying one heck of a resurgence, by the way, from winning that singing contest. I forgot the name of it. But either way, man, salute to Payne, salute to Genius, salute to Rob Markman. And the reason why this episode's special, I told you guys I was going to elaborate on it, and I will now, is because of the fact that, you know, like I said, I'm here with my nearest and dearest family members, extended family to me. I have two boys with me, two young men, in fact. Pause. Let me say it again. Two young men that, if you guys have listened to the show long enough, you know about my other life as somebody that works with kids and the various roles I've worked with them in. And one of those main roles was the role of a full-time babysitter. You know, your boy was out here babysitting the youth for over 4 years in the mean streets of Scarsdale, New York. And it was incredible. And these boys who I helped take care of for over 4.5 years, they've become my brothers. Their parents have become my parents. And they've been living in Houston, giving that New York energy, but also taking in that Southern lifestyle just right. So to my left, I have the oldest here. I have Jordan.
What's up?
Jordan, you're 16, right?
Yes, sir.
And to the right of me, I have the middle child. Shout out to J. Cole. And Zach. Zach, what are you, 14?
Yeah.
14. So again, these two guys, out of the three, because they have a younger brother in Danny, who's, what, 12 now?
Yeah. But he doesn't listen to music.
Yeah, Danny doesn't really listen to music like that, listens in Fortnite. I took care of these three boys dating back to when they were maybe like 11, 9, and 7. Somewhere in that elementary school range, and I've watched them grow up. They've turned into great young men. It's funny seeing them now, you know. But what's up, fellas, man? Welcome to the show. Thank you for agreeing to do this with me. I could have been by myself, but you guys are willing participants. What's up, man? Let the people know what's going on, man, as we're in Houston. What's been going on
good
since I've been back? Oh, yeah, quick heads up. You guys have listened to the show and heard me be acknowledged as Arden, which I've been fine being acknowledged as. This episode is going to be different. These folks know me very well. They know me from my other life, which is Sizzle, a nickname that I'm proud of. And it's a lot better than a lot of your bum-ass nicknames. Either way, still, tell the folks what's going on, man, for real. What's going on in life? What's going on in this music before we talk about the show?
Everything's good.
Everything's good.
A lot of good album drops.
These boys gonna put me on for this week because, in the midst of all of this traveling down south and just the fun activities we've been doing, a lot of quality time with the boys and their friends and stuff, I really wasn't able to listen to any of the new music. So, like, Rich the Kid's new album, didn't hear it. Nav's new album, didn't hear it. Any random singles, you know, the Lucy's, the joints that come out like Friday, didn't hear it. But it's been fine, though, because I've been chilling, doing what I got to do down here, enjoying my time. So, just to get into it, I'm going to start off with you, Jordan. Jordan, again, as you guys already have heard, is 16. And ever since he's moved down south, Texas, Jordan has become a very frequent festival goer. Suddenly, I watched this dude over the years. He's at freaking every festival. ACL, South by Southwest.
Jambalaya.
Astroworld. So I'm very intrigued because to me, Jordan, you're entering that stage of your life where, especially as a hip hop fan, you could literally be at any and every festival or concert. So with that said, can you please elaborate on your growth as suddenly as a frequent concert goer? What has made you suddenly want to go to every single concert that touchdowns in Texas?
I mean, one, it's a completely different environment than listening on any device, obviously.
Okay.
You got to go see them live. Also, every festival is different to me. Like, ACL is a completely different vibe than, like, Astroworld.
Okay.
That Astroworld lineup was something, and Travis was feeling himself in the hometown.
Of course. Oh. It's only right. Keep going. What else? Because those wasn't the only two you've been to.
No, definitely not. Well, I mean, obviously, everyone completely gets into it. Like, I'm at the concert, and halfway through, I find myself nowhere near anyone I know, and I'm still having the greatest time, like, hanging out with just random people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just, like, the complete environment. You're packed in. You're loving it. You're seeing all the guys you love. I love seeing Travis after Astroworld was dropped. I saw J. Cole. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Migos was sick. Also, Ray Schremer. Ray Schremer, they were awesome.
Yeah, they're really good. I saw Ray at the Garden with Gambino last September. Zach, for the opposite view, don't worry. I got you. I didn't forget. You're somebody who hasn't gone to a lot of concerts yet, if not none at all. But I'm playing it safe by saying, if not many, in case you did go to one or two. When you see your older brother go to these concerts, and you probably have friends your age that are going to a lot of these shows, does that make you very excited to suddenly go to shows?
Yeah.
Are you a show guy, though?
Yes.
So what's been the big common denominator in the fact that you haven't been to any shows recently?
My age.
Okay. That's right. You are 14.
Mom and Dad.
That is true. That's right.
But next year.
Responsibility is key. Don't let the 14-year-olds in. But when you see the shows Jordan go to, how do you think you will enjoy it?
A lot?
But why exactly, though?
Because it's just, like, a different vibe going on. Like, high energy. Everyone's excited.
Are you guys actually invested in the artists that you're seeing live, like, in terms of, like, yo? Like, for example, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, all right, good.
I mean, there are times where, like, We will see a lineup drop with guys that we want on it, and we will plan that we are going to fly to this place in advance.
Okay.
Jumbo
is awesome. I'm asking because a lot of people, they go to these shows the same way, like if I take it back to sports, they go to sporting events, and they just want to go just to go. Like, they're not even completely invested at all in the performance.
There are also ones where we think we're going to go, and then they drop the lineup, and we're like, This is fine. There's no reason for us to trek out for this.
It's just very interesting to me, like I already said about you, Jordan, and even with Zach, man, because not only are you guys very young, but you guys are also part of the demographic that is like the biggest rap fans in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You are the young, white, teenage fans,
yeah.
Zach, that consume a lot of rap. You make up for majority of the shows. And it's just always fun seeing you guys there because you guys definitely show up and show out. And for when you guys came down here, did your like interest in rap grew more? Because to me, I felt like it grew more from when you guys moved down here.
Yes, I didn't like rap at all.
Well, I mean, Also, all the music festivals and all the concerts come here. Like, everyone wants to perform in Houston. That it's the environment that every rapper is, like, looking for.
Or New York City. You know, it can be tough to perform in New York City. But, again, it's because I remember you guys liking rap a little bit.
I like pop songs when I was...
Yeah, when you were younger. Yeah. But it's just, like I said, it was very interesting to see because it's like, damn, like, I see you guys are suddenly into the new music. Like, I even take last night, like, shout out to Mom, man. Mom was nice enough to throw me, like, basically it was like a nice little March Madness party that was visited and seen by a lot of your friends and their family and stuff. And it was just dope because obviously the main portion of the party was a lot of fun. But after, like, the after hours when Jordan's crew came through heavy, when Zach had a few of his boys heavy. Yo, shout out to my freaking Elliot and Lior, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was always good hanging out with you guys. Yeah, they got me in my freestyle bag last night. No, you cannot pay me to freestyle. That was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I love Houston, so of course I'll freestyle. And shout out to Lior as well, man. Lior's a... If I could remember your Instagram, Lior, I would shout it out.
But it's matter of fact... on the call, but I don't know.
Yeah, we do not know how to pronounce that. No, spell that last name, Zach. So, Lior, shout out to you, man. Elliot, shout out to you. Keep doing what y'all do. And let me say this too, y'all. Hey, man, I know I've been crapping on A&Rs on recent episodes of the show, but hey, man, I think I might have discovered some talent last night. Elliot, you got some bars, bro. A little bit. Elliot got a little flow. Elliot, we talked last night about it, bro. Lior was really good at freestyling.
I had like one line in the
net. You had like two bars. But Zach, I'm not going to air you out, but don't you ever follow an Adrian Peterson spin move bar with the recklessness that you had. Yo, Zach had the craziest second line after Adrian. I ain't going to air him out, though, because you my man. Yeah. I love you. But yeah, back to the demographic comment I had. You guys are part of that demographic that a lot of us know really consume rap. And you guys are there for real. And when you guys have come down here, who were some friends or some events that occurred that really made you follow rap heavier? Like, who's a part of the crew? Elliot, for you?
Jordan,
okay. But Jordan, who for you, though? Because you got a lot of friends.
Who for me? Well, I really started, like, listening to more rappers at, like, even at my, like, basketball practices. They're bumping music over the loudspeakers, and I'm hearing songs that I've never heard before, and it's awesome.
Okay, the new music is hot. I made a playlist on Spotify, and it was all like white girl songs. Okay.
Oh yeah, you got aired out
a while ago, and so then I was playing it, and like Justin and Elliot were making fun of me.
Obviously,
right. So then I like listened to the music they listened to, and I got into it, and then that's really how it happened.
Hey, music brings a lot of people together. Like for real. Like,
oh yeah.
The playlist thing has become such a big deal because for what we do at Foreside, between myself, Wills, and AK. We make playlists all the time. And I remember in the beginning of Foreside, when it was Wills and I, we was my freaking competing like all the time to be like, yo, who could put each other on to the new music? Like, he would get hype when he put me on the music and I liked it. I would be hype and all that. Like, one of my greatest wins, and Wills know this, was when I put him on to Jack Harlow, who's one of the illest rappers out here. Super dope. Shout out to Jack. I saw you last winter, bro, at the Mercury on the Lower East Side. Very good performance. So it's always a lot of fun to get into that. And it's just, again, very interesting to me. And that's why I wanted to have you guys on the show. Because it's like, we could really tap into something that is rarely talked about. And it can still make for a damn good episode. So just to move forward from this, Jordan, can you open up the topic list for me here? I would like to know, Jordan, because you could also tell Zach this. What would be some do's and don'ts of when you go to a show?
Okay. Some do's and don'ts.
Don't sit down.
Well, that's an obvious one. A do, you need to know, especially at a music festival, who you're going to see before you get there.
Okay.
Because you gotta anticipate that, like, everything doesn't run on schedule. These are rappers.
Tell me.
These are rappers. They are not going to make it out until an hour. Maybe even like Trippie Redd, the first time I saw him, he came out probably hour and 15 minutes late. Still unbelievable. Loved it.
Big 14.
So that was awesome. But you got to know what you're doing before you get in there, because there's just no way that you're going to be able to see everyone you want to see if you don't know ahead of time. Well, a definite don't is you don't want to start messing with the people around you. They're just trying to listen to music like you are.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy that talks with the other people.
Yeah.
It's just not what needs to be done.
And they're probably going to be high.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't want to mess with an intoxicated person.
You don't need to do that. Just make friends around you. It adds to the environment. That's just, it's something you got to do.
How many people you usually roll with when you go to a show?
Oh, that's another thing. You can't bring too many people. You will never see those people again. You could go with a bunch of people, but you got to have a group of two or three where you're like, all right, guys, we're going to see these concerts at this time.
Yeah, we're going to stick together.
We're the group.
Yeah.
But even then, you lose them. You got to have a meeting spot these days,
too. Yeah.
That's
what makes festivals what they are, man. It's because it's a huge sea of humanity in freaking grass field and something. And
oh, yeah. Well, grass field's the first part. There are a lot of them where they just turn into mud fast. Oh, do not wear your good shoes.
That's what I'm worried about.
Another don't.
Because I might be going to Governor's Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in New York.
Yeah, so it worries me because it's like, damn.
Was there last year? Travis was there.
Travis was there. I think this year's like Tyler, Lil Wayne, Jack Harlow. Like a lot of dope artists, and it's like,
I love Lil Wayne, but he disappointed me the last time. I was not happy about that.
Wills, I didn't say that. Jordan did. Yeah, go ahead. Slander Lil Wayne.
I don't want to slam him, but like...
Slander. Wills, your man's was unprofessional, B. What happened?
I loved The Car 5. Thought it was a great album. All
right, Wills would be happy with that.
He didn't execute the concert. Like, he could have made it so much hyper than it was. He didn't play... Didn't you see him twice too? Yeah, and it felt like both times he was just waiting. We all felt like he was waiting till the end to play his like good songs, and then he didn't play. Everyone was so confused.
That's wild.
I was disappointed with the audio quality of the first one too.
Damn.
ACL disappointing me.
Damn. Zach, do you have a preferred first concert you would like to see?
Ooh, well, he said Ray Sherman's really good, and I love them, so.
Okay.
Them probably.
So you like Sherman 3?
But if they're together by the time.
Yeah, no, they were about to break up, then they got back together.
All right, who's better, Swae Lee or Slim Jimmy?
I actually listen to Slim Jimmy and listen to some of his, like, bars.
Mm-hmm.
He can rap.
He could.
Ray Sherman's voice is high, but when he has, like, features, his music's really good, but Slim Jimmy, like, is a good rapper.
Okay. I love Swae Lee. Swae Lee's my guy. But Slim can rap though. Slim can really rap. But I really like Swae
Lee's more
like
though.
Swae Lee's the more hype up.
I'm watching Swae Lee's live story on Instagram. Yeah,
he has a monkey.
He has a monkey. That's why I had these young guys on the show. See, I if it was just adults in the room, we wouldn't have mentioned there's a monkey in the presence of a successful recording artist. And another question I want to ask you guys as well is because, you know, I've been your age, so like just a flashback in time for me when I was between the ages of 14 and 16. So this would be for me, 2007 to 2009. I might mention a few names you may or may not know, but like I grew up at a time where like 50 Cent was like the biggest rapper in the world. The South was really like running rap, so like it was like, it was like Young Jeezy, it was T.I., it was Ludacris, it was Lil Wayne. At that time, between 14 and 16, I was just introduced to the Texas sound through guys like Mike Jones, Camilla Nair, Paul Wall, DJ Mega Watts, and Kanye West was like, Kanye West just became like a full-blown superstar, like. And this is what was crazy, especially to relate to Zach here. When I was 14, I was like a freshman in high school, and I was such a big 50 Cent fan. And like I said, 50 Cent was truly the biggest rapper in the world. Like, 50 couldn't be stopped. 50's, like, the first album 50 dropped almost sold a million copies in the first week. You guys are growing up in the age right now where you guys don't know nothing about no sales. You guys know streams. You know about...
That's
all right, Apple
now.
Music. I know. I'm not gonna sound like the grumpy old man. I'm just saying, like, back then people actually used to buy music. Like, we had to go to the store, buy the CD.
And that's why it's more.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he almost sold a million in the first, probably sold like a few million. Then with the second album, The Massacre, he sold over a million in the first week. Over a million copies in the first week. And so yeah, like 50. You had motherfucker. Of course, you had Jay-Z when he like wasn't retired and whatnot. And then Kanye, like I said, Kanye was becoming like a superstar. And I remember for me, like I said, at Zach's age, it was huge because I was such a big 50 Cent fan, and Kanye decided to release...
Was it controversy?
No, it wasn't controversy. Kanye decided to release his album on the same day as 50 Cent, which is like a huge deal. Because again, 50 was like the guy, and Kanye was on the come up.
Which album?
This was Graduation versus 50 Cent's Curtis. And,
oh, that was a big
one. And
did Boogie release his album the same day as Meek Mill?
Who?
Yeah.
He might have, but even then, like the head-to-heads today don't compare. Because we're all, this day and age too, before I finish the story, not only just play the music, but every artist drops on like the same dates these days. Right. Like the only, like a big deal would be like, all right, Drake drops on a day, and maybe like Kendrick Lamar drops on the same day. Or like J. Cole drops on the same day, or maybe J. Cole and Kendrick drop together. Like that would be on some like, wow, okay, let's see what happens. But,
Zach went to Kendrick.
Yeah, I did.
You went to Kendrick with me.
Oh, snap. How do you like Kendrick?
He was good.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny's an excellent performer. I've never seen him perform, but I've seen enough YouTube clips of him to know that he's an excellent performer. And Kanye defeated 50 in the battle for opening sales. He destroyed 50 Cent. This was like seeing like some dude come in wrestling and like beat John Cena the first night. Like, it was insane. Like, it was like... Nobody ever thought that the dude they used to wear the polo
like
backpacks.
The
what?
You like the album?
Yeah, Graduation is one of Kanye's classics.
It's, great.
Yeah.
It's one of the classics, and he destroyed 50. Like, he outsold 50 by like 300 and something thousand copies.
Jeez.
That's a lot. That is a lot. And like, he changed rap because of that. So I say that story because, again, when I think about my generation, what I grew up on. And it ended really when I was 16 at where Jordan's at, because when I was 16, Drake has just came out, was So Far Gone. J. Cole just came out. Kendrick was like bubbling, but he hadn't blown up yet. So for you guys, man, what is it like growing up in a generation where, yeah, you guys have the Drakes, the J. Coles, the Kennys, but your generation is defined by like
SoundCloud.
Ski Mask,
yeah.
Juice WRLD, Rich the Kid. Help me out with some names because there's so many of them. NBA Youngboy.
NBA Youngboy.
A Boogie. Like, just elaborate on that. Zach, I'll start off with you just to go first. How does it feel like growing up during this time?
I like their music. I think it's good.
And why do you think it's good?
Because I just like the beat. It's more like
so you're
upbeat momentum, I feel like.
You like that super duper turn up.
Yeah. Like, old rap music is just actual rap, and obviously they're rapping now, but it's more like turn up music.
It's like flows. So you guys like the flows, because that's one thing I was capturing when I was upstairs. So you guys really like flows.
If you listen to a Swae Lee song,
of course,
and then you listen to an old rap song, the auto tune difference is like so much.
Yeah,
and it just, I feel like it just hypes me up more.
Of course, and part of it too is, again, you guys are really in the flows. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you guys really love flows. You guys really like when they turn up. Like, the hardest rapper you guys might bump occasionally might be, like, a Ski Mask. Because Ski Mask be rapping. Or, like
that
I said,
was,
please...
That was an interesting concert, too. Wow.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was probably X when he was alive. And
yep.
Some songs he rapped.
Trippy goes hard in a few.
Trippy goes hard as well. Like, I like Trippy. Like I said, I'm a proud representative of the Big 14. Big 14, baby. Big 14. But it's just... Jordan, for you, man, like... Growing up in this generation of rap, again, you go into the shows, you listen to the music, are you fully aware of what you're listening to and you're consuming? And what you're seeing, because you are seeing these guys in person.
Yeah, I think towards the beginning, it was a little like, I started probably younger than a lot of people start going to these shows and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until recently that I fully got like the whole experience of like going to these concerts and like loving the music and knowing every song, like, honestly, even though it was just a small Trippy concert, like going to a Trippy concert on a Tuesday night at a House of Blues kind of place, that was an unbelievable experience with my friends. We got the full environment. We saw some random like nobody's heard of this rapper go on before, but everyone was feeling it because
everyone was
just so excited to see Trippy.
That's one of the lit parts about going to a show is like seeing the opening acts. Like, I've met a lot of dope opening acts as openers prior to the show.
That's how you think.
You know what I'm saying? Because they got some dope stuff. And again, you follow them. That's how it
SZA
begins.
SZA went on before Kendrick. SZA.
Wills, you're gonna Wills loves SZA. That's his girl. He has like a lock screen over and everything.
Oh really?
He absolutely loves SZA.
And so then some random person that was really bad.
No, Schoolboy Q wasn't bad.
Schoolboy, you thought Schoolboy Q was bad?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
I find some shade.
Wait, did you go to the championship store?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys went to the TD championship store. Oh, okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. God damn. Okay, look at you guys. Growth. Veterans. Freaking, I think my concert experience
Mom
last
came
year.
Came with us.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. And that's what's funny about what you said, Jordan, is because, again, Mom, if there's anybody you will learn about going to a show from, it'll be Mom.
Oh, 100%. That's why I was able to start so early.
Because she goes to so many shows, so she knows what it's like to see, like, live performances, along with work with them as well.
She's also a friend's favorite because we definitely have gotten many more ticket opportunities to these things because of her. So
yeah, exactly. Shout out to Mom. Exactly. Oops. Mom, freaking. All right, we're going to transition now. So I think the first topic outside of these introductory topics we had, again, was about Rich the Kid's new album, The World Is Yours 2. Again, I think I may have said it at the beginning of the show, but if I didn't, I'll say it again. Because of all of this great quality time I've been spending with the family, enjoying this beautiful Houston weather, eating Chick-fil-A, things of that nature, I haven't been visiting this new music. But these guys, they've been visiting it, they've been enjoying it. For a full-on review, you could definitely listen to episode 79 next week when the whole crew's back together. Because I know Will's been bumping it. AK's probably bumped it along with T. But yeah, my freaking, tell me your thoughts on the album. Exactly. Full.
Away,
give
yeah.
a complete breakdown right. to the people. Because if you don't, they could blame Zachary Stein, not Arden, Sizzle, or the lead host of Foreside.
All right. The album is a little repetitive, but it has insane features.
Okay, we rolling. Keep going.
Like Young Thug, NBA YoungBoy.
Do you have the album up on your phone?
Yeah,
pull it up so we could make sure that. Oh, perfect. I got it already, bro. All right, so we got. Oh wow, he has a lot of features.
Lil Pump, Takeoff, Offset.
Okay, he has Miguel. Shout out to Miguel. He has my boy Ty Dolla $ign. That's always a good look.
Yep.
Tory Lanez is in the building. Takeoff. Oh, you already said Lil Pump. Vory, NBA YoungBoy. Okay.
Oh, NBA YoungBoy.
Okay. All right. So keep going, Zach. Besides the features, you also said it was repetitive. Why is that?
Because his voice, Rich the Kid's voice, doesn't change. Like you can tell it's him, and that's a big part about him. But I just find it so repetitive. But some of the songs stand out to me, and they're really good.
Okay. Okay.
Which ones?
Fall Through, the one with NBA YoungBoy for keeps. And okay. I like the one with Takeoff and Lil Pump, Rockets.
Okay, that's what's up, that's what's up. Jordan, yeah. What about you?
I really like For Keeps, but I'm a big NBA YoungBoy guy. Like,
I haven't really bought an NBA YoungBoy.
I mean,
I think he's nasty.
All his music's hype.
But he's nasty to me, man. I gotta stick to him.
I like him.
He's got the first song in my playlist with Through the Storm. Great song.
Oh, that is a good song.
Ridiculous. Sad. Keep going, Jordan. Why? What else about this album? So Zach said it's repetitive, but he likes the features, and he likes how, again, it makes him go super-duper turn-up.
And he doesn't have Quavo as a feature, and he's a feature in every song.
Wow, okay. We rolling here.
Seeing some beef.
Seeing some beef. That is a rare occurrence. No Quavo. No Quavo on the album. Right. That is true.
Is the rest of Migos, though?
Ooh. Deep dive. Yeah, Zach, gotta go do a deep dive. We do this every episode. When you go into a foxhole, you gotta elaborate on the deep dive. Conspiracy time. You gotta go, Zach. Come on.
I don't know.
Yes, you do know. Let's go.
Like,
Rich the Kid and Quavo got beef? We got the deep dive.
Why would you record with the rest of Migos and just not record with him?
Mm.
Especially because he's a main feature in like every single song.
Ooh, what if Quavo said no?
He's too big time now.
All right, what do you say? Yo, F out of here, Rich. My brothers could do this, but not me, pal. That's not... Wow.
Yeah, he had to ask. He must have asked Quavo if he asked Offset and Takeoff.
Wow. What if he didn't ask Quavo? Ooh.
Then Quavo's probably like, you know.
We got this track coming back. I like where this is going. But hey, Rich the Kid's first album I really liked. Rich the Kid's first album... Jordan, do you have Rich the Kid's first album on here? I hope you have the first album. Because that first album I liked. It should be The World Is Yours.
Yeah.
If this is World Is Yours too. That one I really liked. Yes, this
one
I really liked.
What about his single, Splashing?
Oh, yeah.
World Is Yours, I really liked. I really like that. No question. Plug walk. Obviously. The end of discussion. The end of discussion joint was my joint. I really like that one. This is the joint right here. Lil's is hype off this. This is my joint right here. Yeah, I like this one. This is a good one right here. And yeah, but Rich the Kid, I think Rich the Kid makes some dope music. Yeah. It's just he has to stop getting out of trouble, man. Dude is always getting robbed.
And always gets hurt.
He always gets hurt. He always gets robbed. Like, that doesn't weigh right on my spirit, man. It's like, you gotta really take care of yourself. But the music's dope. But you guys also say you listen to Nav's album?
I listen to it. Apple Music, the top charts, looks like a lot of people like it, but I just feel like it's all auto-tune.
It's all
like,
auto-tune. Too much. Nav.
I'll play like a little bit, and it's not, I don't like it at all.
Nav is kind of falling off. Like, I remember Nav's first couple projects that came out like a couple years ago. It was kind of good, but at the same time, it kind of just switched up. Is this Nav?
Yeah. The one with Meek Mill is really popular, but I just feel like it's all auto-tune.
Like I said, folks, when I come back home, I'll be able to revisit it. I'll probably visit all this music on the flight.
So bad.
No.
Trash,
I told you.
That joint was trash, man. That is not the one.
The beat was good, too.
This isn't it, Chief. That at all. But yeah, man, thank you for the music reviews. I really appreciate that. I think next on the docket as well, which caught my eye, was the fact that DJ Khaled has given up.
Yeah,
I stopped. Khaled's been trash on Snapchat.
He literally spams, and
just Khaled like, used
Father
to.
Father of Assad, May 2019.
Khaled used to be that guy on Snapchat. That wasn't that bad, Zach. That was pretty solid. But I used to really watch Khaled a lot, especially when I was trying to figure out in my life how to get the keys. But it wasn't worth it anymore.
I feel like this album's gonna be good though. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of features that are gonna.
Of course, it's a Khaled album. But yeah, let me finish
Obviously, it's all
features. Father Assad dropping May 17th, a few days before my birthday. So this is a whack album, trash. But yeah, Khaled's really been cooking up and really been excited about this album. He's been saying that he's reminding people what a hit is. So I was like, okay, I'm rolling. Okay, remind people what a hit is. And of course, it's gonna have a lot of features on it. Like Zach said, it's gonna be a lot of dream matchups. And you guys have already listened to a Khaled album.
I can't wait for him to drop who are the features.
But here's the thing, though. We're gonna talk about features right now, Jordan. If you had to name five features you would want on a Khaled album that's coming up, Father Assad, who would be those five features?
On a Khaled album?
On the next one, yeah.
One that I haven't seen, but one that I'd like to see, a Meek Mill on one of those albums.
Okay.
I think if we're trying to throw in some people that are currently really popular, Juice WRLD's killing it.
Yeah, Juice WRLD.
Some people don't like that album that he's released.
I love that album.
I liked it.
Yeah. I love that album.
I never even listened to it.
People say it's too repetitive, but
motions,
I like all those
money emotions,
I never had a chance to listen
motions,
to it.
Gone on emotions.
I might be seeing him later this year, which I'm excited about.
I would pay to see Juice WRLD.
Yeah,
I'd be sick. I would. Keep going, Jordan. You said Juice WRLD. You said Meek.
Drake can do one with everybody.
Yeah, Drake and Kelly have a history for free to the max.
They throw another one in there.
I'm on one.
Another one.
And you already know that'd be the most popular song in the album, obviously.
Of course, you know what I mean? People know what it is,
Drake,
man.
On an album.
You know what I'm saying?
I think.
You see the OVO Toronto Raptors thing that Drake.
I know, yeah. Shout out to Drizzy for having a Raptors practice facility named after OVO. That's wavy.
I think I'll throw Quavo on there. Unlike Rich the Kid.
Yeah, I like Rich the Kid. Yeah, that's right. We're in sight to the beef. That's right. Deep dives forever. That must have been five. Yeah, I think that's five.
Yeah.
Zach, what about you? Who are your five features?
Kodak.
Ooh, Kodak. Okay.
I want Young Boy, but he's not gonna go well with DJ Khaled, so I'm just not gonna put him on it. Quavo.
Okay.
Definitely Offset.
Okay.
Separately or together?
I don't know either. Oh, this is tough. You know who I want, who hasn't made music? Famous Dex. You know him?
Of course I know Famous Dex. Japan. Japan.
I want him on it. And then...
I mean, the last time I saw Famous Dex, he was arguing with Soulja Boy.
I want a song with Takeoff and Ariana Grande as a feature in the same song.
That is interesting. That is interesting. I have to give Ariana credit. She was on 2 Chainz' last album, Rapper Go to the League, and she had a very good feature on it. And I hate
that'll be a good comment.
And I hate the fact that that 7 Rings record is catchy. It's freaking catchy. But Ariana and her stance.
She's the only one who outbeats all the rappers on top charts. She gets one every time.
Well, mine is Drake.
Yeah, but Drake's a rapper.
Top of the charts, though. Back in their hearts, top of the charts, man. He strikes again. Well, but yeah. So, freaking Ariana, though, I'm still not going to give you credit for that nasty-ass song you put out. Break Up With Your Boyfriend, Aboard. Yuck. I still don't like that song. That's a nasty song. Hey, man, I'm shaming all you women who sing that song. I don't like that song. Don't do that. Have some morals. Have some respect for yourself. Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored. What? Madness. No, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Yeah, guys, if you say that too, you nasty. Don't do that.
No chill.
No chill, bro. Have some respect, for Christ's sake. What would be my 5 features for a Khaled album coming up? For one, I would like Rihanna.
Oh,
back on
good.
It. Because Rihanna and Khaled came together along with the boy Bryson Tiller. For Wild Wild Thoughts. That was the song of the summer.
I don't want Famous Dex. I want Trippie Red.
Trippie Red. Trippie would be a good one. Of course, I'll take Drizzy on another Khaled record. Definitely Juice WRLD. Let me see. I'm at 3. Who else? This somebody that I really, really enjoy. I forgot. I don't want to just do obvious names, but there's definitely some guys. Trying to get creative. I'm not freaking Jay Critch. Jay Critch and Khaled, I think, would be pretty dope on a record. And if he got something with my boy Cole, J. Cole.
Oh.
J. Cole and Khaled on a record. Cause Cole
or Rowdy Rich.
Bumps.
J. Cole. Rowdy Rich is dope. Word, Rowdy Rich, man. Shout out to him, dog. Yo, for real. But yo, Cole and Khaled would be dope just from the standpoint of Cole for the last year or some change has really been cooking on the features. He's really been doing so damn well. So if he gets on a Khaled beat, just to prove his point once again about why he's one of the greatest of all time, I'm all for it. Cole knows I'm rolling. I'm Dreamville as well. I'm OVO, but I'm also Dreamville. I am completely rolling. And shout out to Cole and Dreamville, man. You guys finally got your festival put together. The Dreamville Festival is happening, I think, in 2 weeks. And Fayetteville, North Carolina. I know it's in North Carolina, that's for sure. But I mean, that's where they're based. They're from North Carolina. J. Cole's from North Carolina.
Good lineup. So,
yeah, I think it's a good line. Actually, can one of you guys look it up for me? Look it up as well. It's a good line. I think it's Tyler, the Creator's there. Tyler does every festival, bro. What the freak? Like,
I haven't even listened to his music.
I've seen Tyler, the Creator live. Tyler, the Creator, if you want to see a good show, see Tyler, the Creator. Like, seriously. Like, hands down.
I haven't
down.
Listened to his music.
Still, you got to listen to it because it's a really good album.
Oh, yeah. This is a good lineup.
Dreamville. Oh, Jordan. Those are your boys, Jordan.
Oh, they have to get their cars.
Oh, but yeah. So, Jordan, if you have to go help them, you could. Or if not, just let me know. Either way, we're not going to stop recording. Jordan's crew just rolled up because they got to pick up a couple things. So, Jordan, if you come back, cool. If not, I'll talk to you later because I clearly live in this house during my duration. But, Zach, did you get the...
Oh, no, I thought Jordan had it.
No, yeah, just get it up. So, yeah, I want to get the Dreamville Festival up. Yeah, like I said, shout out to Cole and them for getting that because that's really dope. And it's always dope, too, that, like, the rappers that are out there on festivals act. See, that's what I said about you guys, man. You guys are growing up during what is a really fun time in rap. And I say that because you guys are growing up to where you guys have the superstars, but you got the young guys that keep coming in over and over. So you guys always seeing things that are new, things that keep reinventing themselves. So you guys are very lucky. Did you get it? Let me see. What is it? All right, so thank you, Zach. There's a few. So off the top, Zach, let me raise up your screen. God damn.
No, I'm running out of battery. I got 8%.
God damn it, Zach. Come on. Charge your phone. Charge your phone, Zach. Nothing's changed since I babysitted you. Change your... SZA.
Oh, I didn't see it inside.
Big Sean. J. Cole. 21 Savage. Black. Nelly. Tiana Taylor. Baz. J.I.D. Do not know what this name is, but shout out to you for being
on
Ovo, Davo, Kaz, Sabah, Earth Gang, Ari Lennox, Omen. Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. That's a really good show. That's a really good lineup that's prepared. Hey, Danny. Danny's outside looking in. That's Danny. The youngest. We already shouted you out.
Danny, who's your favorite rapper?
Yeah, Danny, who's your favorite rapper?
You gotta pick someone.
Yeah, Danny, you have a favorite rapper,
dude. On camera.
Yeah, you're also on camera. We record the podcast. You're still on camera. The camera can still see you.
Oh, crap. Who's your favorite rapper?
Yeah, who's your favorite rapper, Danny?
Right now. Go.
Right now?
Yeah.
J. Cole
is Danny's favorite.
He's just saying it because he heard you say it.
Oh, well, still. Danny, close the door for me. Thanks, Zach. But yeah, that was Danny the youngest just coming through. Thanks, bro. And yeah, that sounds like a really good festival that I like to hear. And I'm very excited about that as well, man. So shout out to Cole. Shout out to Dreamville. All of those things. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. I released a new playlist earlier this week. It's called Mets. Short for Missing Every Text Sent. You can find it on Apple Music. Add me on Apple Music at AF4Side. A lot of people on Spotify. You dig what I'm saying? Like a lot of Spotify listeners that's been hitting me up on Twitter. They've been like, yo, Arden, when you coming out with the Spotify playlist, my G, I got you. I just cooked up a Spotify playlist that's actually the same playlist that I released on Apple Music. So not only can you get Mets on Apple Music, but you can now get it on Spotify. Zach wants me to look up my my Apple Music page, so I'm doing that now. But yeah, man, so I got everything set up. I got everything good to go for it. And then you got to go all the way down to like people.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So this is just really what it was all about, being able to record with the fam, talk about a lot of stuff. It was a slow news week, you know what I'm saying? So Not a lot to talk about.
Why is that the cover of the
buzz? Because I like having good cover art, Zach. It gets people's attention. Aha. You don't put that much effort into your playlist, don't you? You don't even have a title for your playlist, boy. Step your playlist game up, my G. Do better in life. But yeah, I think that's everything, Zach. Did we talk about everything we could talk about?
Yeah,
pretty much. It was a very slow news week. The opportunity that I had to record with my bros, one of them being here, Jordan helping out his friends and the mob outside was dope. And again, too, man, like, I've been telling people this a lot lately, but I love Houston.
He's gonna move here.
Possibly. It's a top three city of mine. Beat Boston. You know what I'm saying? It beat Boston, it did. You know what I'm saying? I love the energy here. Plus, too, again, as a rap fan,
and that is
true. I see the Colts twice a year and they face the Texans. But as a rap fan, I love the city just because of what it's given to the culture. You know, going all the way back to the Ghetto Boys, to DJ Screw, to Mike Wall, Mike Jones, Paul Wall, you know what I'm saying? Slim Thug, Chameleon Air, obviously right now, and Travis Scott. But there's a lot of great acts that have come out of Houston over the last 20 to 30 years. That is on some incredible stuff. Man, yeah, so shout out to Zach. Shout out to Jordan for joining me. We got the dogs barking in the background. Buster and Dixie barking like crazy. But yeah, I just want to end this episode. Episode 78 of the 4Side Podcast. Done recording on Saturday, March 23rd, 2019. Once again, follow us on all socials at 4Side Pod. You already know how we go about this, man. Free the boys up top, free the boys down low. You already know how we rocking, man. Ah, ah, ah. Talk to you next time.